Hi, Dad.
Tony.
Oh, you remember me.
Just. And I'm on my way to the office.
Oh, Dad. Thought I'd catch you at breakfast. I got stuck in the traffic.
God, you picked the strangest visiting time.
Well, not really. If you went to the States, you'd find they're right into breakfast meetings.
Would I? Well, you'd better come through to the kitchen, but I must be going very soon.
Oh, Tom.
Well, do I take it you've recently been to America?
Yeah. Just popped over for the weekend. Concord. Did a few nice little deals. Very productive. Oh, hello, Mum.
Hello, darling. Lovely to see you.
Oh, he seems to have become a transatlantic commuter.
So I overheard.
Oh, I don't think I'll be making a habit of it. I hate having to sit still that long.
Well, didn't they let you pace up and down the aisle?
No such luck. Too many stewards and stewardesses in the way.
How are Kirsten and Adam?
Oh, great. Oh, Kirsten said, would you like to go home to lunch?
I'd love to. When?
Today.
I'd have Sue with me.
Oh, that's all right. I expect our food stocks will stretch that far. The divorce seems to be progressing without any hitches.
Oh, Sonia hasn't fallen out with her fiancé.
It doesn't look like it. Yes. So I think we're entering a golden era on all fronts.
The record company's flourishing.
Oh, you bet. That's one reason I'm in the area. I'm calling on our first star. Now, I won't say superstar yet, but next week maybe. I did warn you, Dad.
Warn me?
Tip you off then. Here, have a look at this.
Well, what is it?
The latest singles chart, hot off the press. Tucked in at number 9, which 2 weeks from release isn't bad going.
Blue Spaghetti.
Sung by our very own Trudy Window.
Trudy Window?
Yeah, she lives round here. When we signed her up, I offered Dad a chance to give her a spread in the Herald.
Yes, which I declined. But that was ages ago. You were releasing a record of hers then.
Yeah, that was her first record. It bombed, partly my fault. We were rushing things. Ah, oh, but now she's really integrated.
So I missed out, after all.
Well, not unless you still can't spare some eager young reporter to go round to her place.
How can you refuse, Mike?
Well, I don't think I can this time.
Great. I always like to do me old man a favour.
Thanks.
Hello, Liz. You're in early.
I have to start setting a good example, don't I?
Like the tough editors of the old school, living at the office.
Which old school would that be, Dickon?
Yeah. Hollywood movie school.
Mm-hmm. Thought it might be. I wonder how I can make myself look like something out of the front page.
You can't, I hope.
Is that a compliment?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Is Morris here?
Not yet.
Has anyone actually seen him since he went off to his lunch with Milton Monk?
Your sister might have. I called at Cressida's flat last night to tell her what had happened.
How did she take it?
Well, before I managed to get the news out, she was being very scathing about him. Then she changed her tune a bit.
So reconciliation is on the cards.
She doesn't sound very pleased at the prospect.
Well, if it makes Cressy happy. If.
Oh, dear. Perhaps I should have kept out of it. But I was suddenly worried that Morris mightn't be able to cope on it.
Am I interrupting something?
No, not at all, Morris. How are you?
I'm fine. Fine.
Shall I go and do something?
As opposed to standing there doing nothing, you mean?
No need for you to make yourself scarce, Dickon.
Oh, right. Just as well, really. The most urgent work is scattered around my desk.
Well, let's see you unscattering it then, laddie.
Right away.
Liz.
Yes?
Since this is the first chance I've had, congratulations.
Thank you, Morris.
Will you let me buy you a drink later?
Yes, please.
Good.
Morning, all.
Morning,
Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Oh, Dickon. Dickon, I've got a job for you.
Yeah, but
I know you're snowed under already, but yes. I think it might interest you all the same. An interview with a rising pop star.
Classical music's more on my street.
Well, in that case, it'll broaden your mind. Now, here's the address. She's called Trudy Window.
I like this story.
Yes, well, that's one of the things Dickon can find out for us, what her real name is.
She's expecting me.
At 11:30. I'm afraid my son set it all up. She records for his company.
I'd better do some instant research. Does anyone round here know anything about pop music?
Try Marion on the switchboard.
Oh, right, yes.
And now, could I have a quick chat with you and Morris in my office, Liz?
Yes, of course.
And that brings us on to new staff. And we'll have to advertise for another reporter.
Not to replace me, surely.
Oh, well, not directly. But I'm going to get Jill Moon to take over the woman's page.
Oh, I see.
The new reporter will be instead of her. In fact, yes, perhaps we'd better call Jill in and let her know straight away.
Well, you'll be lucky. We hardly catch sight of her from one week to the next.
Well, we'll take a chance and give her a shout anyway, will you?
Anyone seen Joel Moon by any remote chance?
I'm here!
Do you want to hear it again?
Well,
it doesn't bother me if you don't. I'm sick of listening to it.
Even though it's you singing it?
Even though I wrote it, too.
Oh.
It's been buzzing around my brain for far too long.
Blue Spaghetti is a very unusual title.
Well, the guy who inspired it was a very unusual Italian waiter. Oh, no, he wasn't. He was a bastard.
Ah, you have trouble with men. Sorry, I didn't mean to...
Get personal. Mm. Isn't that your job?
Well, in some circumstances. But I still find it difficult.
Oh, I think you've been doing pretty well. In fact, I think you're wonderful.
You do?
Well, you turn up, having never heard my amazing hit record. In fact, I suspect you hadn't even heard of me till Tony's old man told you to come along here. Right?
Afraid so. Now, if you'd been involved in classical music...
I was. I trained as a cellist. Oh, look at him. He's shocked. A worthwhile talent thrown away.
I'm sure what you're doing now is worthwhile.
Don't believe you for a minute. I don't mind. Oh, you're such a relief after those bums from the music press who were here yesterday. In fact, I've got this terrible urge to bolt the door and keep you here. All to myself.
Oh. Well, I wouldn't object. Except that I do have some deadlines to meet.
First bloke I've fancied in months and he's in a hurry.
Well, not that much of a hurry.
Ah.
Though I still have a few questions I'm supposed to ask you. Like whether Trudy Window is your real name.
It's on my checkbook and my passport.
Yes, but...
Shh. Let's have a natural break first.
Here you are, Liz.
Oh, lovely. Cheers.
Ah. Hi. Congratulations. Again.
Thanks. Oh. Sorry I was a bit late getting here.
Oh, that's okay. Was there any sign of Dickon before you left?
Yes. He came in looking in a bit of a daze.
Oh, well, he'd better snap out of that this afternoon. Did he have anything to say about this singer?
Well, I didn't have time to ask him. Except about her name.
Oh, what is it?
According to Dickon, it really is Trudy Window.
Oh, he'd fall for anything.
I'm very relieved you came in today.
I'm sorry about yesterday afternoon. Very unprofessional. But I had to have time to think.
Yeah, I can understand.
But I hope you realize I'll be doing my job properly from now on.
I'm sure you will.
Which means that when you take over, I'll fight for what I think is right. As I've always done with Mike.
I wouldn't expect anything different.
Good. So we know where we stand.
Yes.
Almost, that is.
I'm sorry?
I accept that you'll be running the paper. I don't think that Milton made the right decision, but I accept that. But I'd be glad if you didn't interfere in my private life.
Oh, God.
Cressy told me you'd been to see her.
And I should have left well alone. Shouldn't I?
Even though you probably had good intentions.
I won't do it again, Maurice.
That's all right, then. Drink up, and I'll get you another.
No, no, no. Let me. You're not back together, then?
No. We're most definitely not back together.
Hi.
Hello, Rob.
Well, you look cheerful.
Do I?
Lost a quid and found 2p.
Oh, dear. I think I've gone off women.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Don't worry. I won't leap in to take advantage. What happened then? Tell your Uncle Rob.
It's absolutely extraordinary. I went to interview this girl for the Herald. She's just starting to do well as a singer. And things sort of...
Blimey, O'Reilly. You're really going to town these days, aren't you?
Oh, I didn't go there with that in mind. It just happened. Thanks to her, mainly. She's very attractive.
Yeah. Sounds like love.
Much good may it do me. When I was leaving, I asked her, can I see you again?
And she sweetly replied?
Yeah. On television.
Poor old Dickon. It was a very brief encounter.
Yeah, but up till then, I thought... Oh, I don't know. Yeah, that's a very expensive-looking box by your chair.
Yeah. It contains a very expensive shirt. present from an admirer.
Mr. Rocky Rowlands?
The same. I haven't risked falling for him, though.
Well, Rob, our respective emotional lives may be...
unfulfilled?
At least now we can talk to each other about it.